There she is, the woman of the hour. Please, come in. Pay no mind to Catherine. This is a big day. It's about you, not us. No standing. Take a seat. Please. We'll do the rest in a moment. Now, this is something that we've been working towards, of course, for a long time. I want to check in with you one more time. We're ready, right? Good. You see, a year here at the house is a very big deal. Not only because of your continued contributions to what we do here, but the admiration that everyone here has for you. There's an envelope in front of you. Would you open it? It's not a big deal. Please. Those are signatures and thank yous and all sorts of kind messages from everyone that works here. We're going to do another signing event in a more raucous occasion with the frequent guests. A new set of body markers came in recently. I figured you'd help break them in. But for today and the house, these are the ones that matter. Well, let me explain why. You see, Catherine here has been working very hard for a very long time. And no one has truly made it where you've made it. Let me explain. You've made it your home. You've made them your people. Your guests. When we're not in the room, we do not fear for the sanctity of the house, the respect that goes into it. We have found that you are uniquely qualified for something like this. And as we age and perhaps find ourselves enjoying more than leading, it would ease our hearts to have someone who is equally trustworthy, taking the reins a little. So if it's all right with you, we would like to officially offer you the position of head girl. Yes, Catherine's current position. Relax. You're more than qualified. All the skills that you do not have, we will be teaching you. Don't get me wrong. But it's okay. We look more for the qualities of what make a good student than someone who knows it already. I would fear that someone who knows it all would, well, be a know-it-all. Do you accept? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, dinner tonight will be quite special. I've got the largest bottle of champagne that anyone we know has. And we'll be popping it tonight to celebrate and enjoy. Just the people of the house. First, though, we need to do some things. I told you earlier to sit. I would like you to stand, if only for a moment for us, if you don't mind. Thank you. Strip, please. Yes, right here. We are celebrating. Please, just trust us. You have for so long already. Good girl. Now, this trepidation, this patience that you've had, this is something that we will need to work on. Being head girl requires a firmer hand, one that you've experienced from Catherine time and time again, have you not? So, from now on, you're going to be more comfortable. Is that clear? good. To help you feel comfortable and understand that position of power that you have, you're going to be fitted today. Catherine, you can start measuring her. Guide her. If she needs to move her arms or reposition, just nudge. She'll listen, won't you? Anyways, as Catherine is vacating the position, your new uniform will be in order. You won't have one like the rest do. Not some standard issue. No, it will be yours. These measurements are not for us to fit you with something. These measurements so that you can decide what you'd like. No, this is more than just some new garter or costume, as some of our guests put it. This includes toys. What size strap would you like? Yes, strap. One that goes on your hips. Please, if you'd describe your perfect cock for me, we can have it made and... Flattery will get you nowhere. I appreciate you saying mine, but truly, Catherine's is much larger. It's okay for that to be your answer. Understood. Any particular notes, curve, shape, color, if you'd like it to be different? Of course. Would you like any piercings refit? Anything special to just you that you would like to wear? Catherine went through a time where she had a chain from ear to ear crossing her neck. A dotted line of where she liked to be kissed. Bit over the chain. I get ahead of myself. Anything you'd like. Of course, you can have time to think on it. You don't need anything right now. This is for you to wear, for you to identify yourself as the leader. Now, we'll submit fabric choices and everything else to your room soon, which, as we have this conversation, is currently getting an upgrade. You'll be staying with myself and Catherine for the next few days. Catherine will train you. And at night, well, you and I will get acquainted. When you return, you'll find it much more amenable. Different breaking instruments will be installed as well. Yes, breaking instruments. You see, you were so good that we never needed to break anything out for you, but a workhorse, certain hooks for the ceiling, swings, all sorts of things that will help you guide newer girls to the house. Catherine, do you need any other measurements? Well, if you're done, thank you. Please, say thank you to Catherine. It's emotional for her as well. You may leave, darling. I'll see you soon. Go check on that champagne for me, won't you? Now, this is a big deal. With her out of the room, I'd like to be honest. She has decided that she would like to step away, return as a guest from time to time. I will not be stepping away, however. And I would like your companionship more than just on the occasional night. I would... This is difficult for me. I feel guilty even asking, but this house feels like an extension of me, and you have cared for it in such a way that I now want to spend my time with you as well. And if you would have me, then we can use your room just for training. You can stay in mine. Take as long as you need to decide. There is no rush. I promise. Now, Dinner will be on the way soon. I would like to spend some time writing about today's events. I'll meet you all soon. I promise.
You should have seen the look on her face when we read out the measurements for your strap. Oh, that poor new girl. No, come on now. It's just because it's bigger than Catherine's doesn't mean that there's a problem. That's okay. And besides, we'll get you more than one. I promise. It was funny, by the way, when you saw Catherine's room and all the toys and everything. We never did get to use the money, really, did we? It's a shame. I really do love some of them. Particularly the... Well, I don't want to taint your view of things. And besides, most of them are in another room. I don't want to wake up Catherine. Well, yes, most. I quite like some of them, what can I say? I like to keep them in here. You know, just in case. And besides, what if one of the girls is bad when she's in here with me? I shouldn't have to wake up you just to implement some proper discipline, should I? Exactly. What? I can tell that you're not going to give this up, are you? You're similar in more ways than you think. Well, if you must know, there's a riding crop behind the bedpost. You can grab it, it's okay. Well, you see, it's something in between a whip and a paddle. The length lets you hold it in your hand and it makes a nice crack as it splits through the sky. When it lands on someone's ass, it's like lightning striking. I can't say I get enough of it. Watching their bodies convulse, a drip fall between their legs. It's all the motivation I could ever possibly need to hit again and again and again. I apologize. I'm waxing poetic about something that you may not necessarily even like. Would you like to try it? Well, I had meant on you, but you can try it on me if you'd like. If that makes you more comfortable. You know my rules. I would never ask someone to do something that I would not do. No, you don't. You don't use it on my cock. That would be cruel. You can try it on my thigh, though. Yes, just my thigh. It's okay. It's all right, I promise. I promise I'm not going to be mad. It's okay. Hit me like you mean it. Otherwise, I won't be able to trust you with the new girls. Hit me as hard as you'd hit them. If they backtalked a guest, broke a pose, go, do it. Oh, do better than that. Come on now. Ugh. Fuck. The aftershocks or something. Oh, you like that power in your hand, don't you? It's okay. Look at me. Make me even. You see, one of the keys to taking care of a sub is that you don't leave her uneven. It would be cruel, don't you think? One of my legs is on fire,
Sensations are running up to my leg and causing my blood to boil. The dominant side of me is screaming, but only on the right half. Won't you even out for me? Please. I'm begging. Good girl. I'm trying to maintain my composure. Give me the crop. Give me the fucking crop. Thank you, darling. Now, I'm going to attempt to keep an even head as we go about this, but if you feel the need to stop, fall flat on the bed. But as long as your ass is in the air and you're presenting that gorgeous pussy to me, I'm going to make sure that we feel even. And you feel every bit of lust that I feel. Whether it takes two hits like it takes for me, or a fucking 100. Ass in the air. Now. Good girl. Come on. You can give it, but you can't fucking take. Oh, yes. Look at you. It's okay, lay on the bed. The bed is safe. But you want more, don't you? You want more? I can see that look in your fucking eyes. It's okay to be a pain slut. I am too. But it affects everyone differently. You see, I just get fucking angry. I like what it does to me. I care so much about other people that sometimes a good hit to the thigh or to the back reminds me that I could be a lot more cruel. Maybe it reminds you exactly how much you like submitting. Does it? You like giving your pleasure away. Come on, ass back in the air. I want to play. Good girl. Oh. Good girl. Oh, was that only three? No, it's okay. Lay down on the bed. Or do you feel uneven? Do you see what I was talking about? Does my lesson make more sense now that you're uneven? Huh? The best part is, the longer I wait, the less even you will ever feel. You see, because if I were to just go ahead and give you that one that you're missing now, it's so new and the rest are so old, it just doesn't feel right, does it? No, it doesn't. That's why it's important. Extremely important, in fact, that you always treat your subs equally. Now, does my baby, or perhaps I should say it differently, does the new head of the house want to be hit again? Yes, sir. You're a natural, baby.
Oh, yes. Come on, moan for me. Oh, yes. Good girl. Put your ass down. I don't want to use the crop on you anymore. Uh-uh, baby. No. No, I don't. No, I don't. I've decided that you deserve more than the crop. You see, head girl comes with a privilege that the others will never get. All you have to do is knock on my door, lift up your fucking apron, and I'll cream pie you right where you fucking stand. So how about this? It's your first night as head girl. Do you want more of this on your perfectly welted ass? Or would you like to make it official? Good girl. On your back. No, please. On your back. Leave the apron on, though. It's the last time you'll have to wear it. Your new one should be done being stitched tomorrow. We have a fast turnaround on these things. I'd like to see you wear it one last time. What can I say? Good girl. Now, this is the last time, if you want to think about it that way, that you'll ever have to obey. From now on, all your submission will be voluntary. I want you to give to me because you want to, not because you have to. So before I push and so wonderfully welcome you to your new life as head girl, I want you to look at me and follow these exact words. Say them with your chest with pride. I submit. Say it for me. Good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God, it feels even better when it means something, that connection that we shared at your first review. How does it feel now, huh? Oh, yes. You see, I have a suspicion that I somehow feel even better than I did before. Oh, because you feel even better for me. Such a good girl. That's why I chose you. No one else ever could have made sense. No one wore this wonderful apron like you did. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Fuck. You feel so good. Oh, fuck. You know, I have a lot of feelings about these aprons. I think that they fit, and I love what Catherine has done to them, but when I really start to appreciate what someone does for the house, I feel like they don't fit anymore. I feel like they don't match what I want from someone. I don't think you should wear it anymore, if I'm being honest with you. I think it should never touch your skin again, huh? Does that sound good? Oh, I'm so glad. Because I think we shouldn't even wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to cream pie you first. I want to cream pie you while you're naked and stripped bare for me. Oh, yes. Do you want that? Yes. Good. Say I submit one more time for me. Oh, good girl. Oh, that's better, don't you think? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God. you're so perfect. Oh, yes. God damn it. I knew I made the right choice with you. How could I ever have considered anyone else ever? Oh, yes. Fuck. You liked that, didn't you? Well, don't worry.
You can do that to anyone you want. Every moment that it's ever felt like I broke your brain, like the pleasure was so overwhelming that you couldn't handle it again, well, you get to do it to them now. Oh, yes, for me, for us. The house is now as much yours as it is mine. Oh, God. But even if we share it, you've already said the words that I want to hear. You've already admitted it. You're mine. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, you're going to stay with me every fucking night. I'm going to feel this pleasure every fucking night because I said so. Oh, I cannot wait. The rest of our fucking lives in this house will be bound like this. Bodies pressed. The room will smell like sex every fucking night while I rail you. And if you're good, I might even let you use that crop on me. Oh, that's right. I might let you ride me and slap it against my fucking chest for all the beatings that I'm going to give your perfect fucking ass. And I'll hold on as long as I can. I'll try so hard not to fucking take control, but you have to promise. You must promise me that when I rip it out of your fucking hands, slap it against your tits, and fuck you like a toy, that you're going to scream, I submit. Do you understand? Oh, yes, good girl. Good girl. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Baby. We're gonna do something that you're going to get real familiar with. No more formality. Kiss me like a fucking slut. Oh, you taste so good. Ah, yes. Suck on my fucking thumb. You don't want the whole house to hear me. Fucking cream pie you, do you? Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you're gonna bite my fucking thumb off. Fine. Here, take your fucking apron. You don't need this shit anymore. Oh, yes, good girl. Bite into it while I fuck you. God, yes, good girl. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, look at me. Look at me. I feel it boiling from those welts right to my fucking cock. I feel all of it. I feel love for you. And I'm going to fuck you until you feel it in you. Do you understand? Every load from now until the moment you decide to leave this house is my dedication to you. It's me showing my fucking love for you. Take out that fucking gag. Look me in the eyes and say it one more time. Scream it at the top of your lungs. I submit. Yes, good girl. As loud as you can. Come on now. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. You're mine. You belong to the house, and the house is yours. Oh, fuck. God. Give me that apron. Give it to me. I shouldn't have done that. Catherine will be so mad at me. No, not that it's ripped up. That never mind. Fuck. Fuck. Go get a change of clothes from your room. Come join me in bed. I want you to lay on my lap.
You're going to lay on my chest all night long. And I want to rub every inch of your body into mine. But go. Don't keep me waiting. Or at least once you can feel your legs again.